Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, time for Team PXY quarantine confessions. I might have to turn my mic off during this, to be honest with you.
Okay.
If I can't just bite my tongue and not say anything.
Don't be drama. Listen, we need to hear this person out. We need to hear them out. I mean, they might have legitimate points. Who knows?
Unlikely, but let's bring them on now. Voice changer, ready to roll. You're anonymous, thank God. We got a message yesterday from this person after they were listening to the show. We're talking about, you know, Disney reopened, mm-hmm. On the same weekend that Florida had the most cases in a state.
All right. Don't be rude. Good morning. You're on the show. Corey obviously doesn't want you here, but
hold,
I do.
Hold on. The message you said to us is that if you don't go to Disney right now, you're missing out. I also would love an explanation for why that is.
Okay, well, I have to say that I love you guys, first of all, before.
She loves us.
I listen every morning.
Thank you. Is this your attempt to get me to not scream at you?
Maybe, yes. Okay.
All right. Well, smart. Good strategy.
Butter him up, girl. Yeah, butter him up.
Catch more flies with honey. Yeah, all right.
Okay, look, I refuse to have one more thing taken away from me, and 2020 was just supposed to be, like, just my year of adventures, and I literally took a gap year between college and adulthood to travel and explore the world. And I've had to cancel 2 out of my 4 trips this year, and I refused to cancel the last one.
Okay.
I
definitely feel for you. Also, bad timing. No fault of your own, obviously. And I feel like we're all over it, right, Breeze? Like, I think we all probably feel that way. You've had to cancel how many trips?
Three.
So you're kind of in the same boat here as this listener.
Yeah, and it's not great. It's really not great. And I also work a job, so, like, I need the time off, you know what I mean? But you are just, this is your year to go out there, explore, see things. And you got robbed. You really did.
There's no doubt. Not going to disagree with that. But what you say.
Okay, so let's talk about this last trip here.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I was supposed to go to Disney World the first weekend in August with my best friend. And she's already told me she doesn't feel comfortable going, and it's bumming me out, but I get it. But, like, here's the thing. I'm still going to go. Like, it would be stupid not to, because, like, everything's cleaner, okay? Like, everything's more clean, better than ever. The wait time for the rides are going to be essentially cut in half, and, I mean, you're basically going to have the whole park to yourself. And I don't know. That, to me, sounds like a childhood dream. And I would be, like, just so stupid not to go.
So, I don't know.
Maybe, I mean, she has a point.
Well, hold on. Maybe you said you've been taking the year off to, do adventures and things. And obviously, that's been tough. Do you know there's a global pandemic happening in that Florida is actually, like, really, really bad right now? Did you see the reports?
I have, but I just feel like it's not going to be that big of a risk, you know? Like, it's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I have to take it. And, like, I haven't done anything. I've been pretty good up until this point.
So, let's walk through the logistics here. You're obviously, are you driving or flying? Because if you're driving, then that's a little better.
Is it, though? Because you're going through a bunch of other states.
What do you mean? You're not stopping at every state licking the toilet seat.
You need to stop for gas breeze. You need to stop for food.
You're gonna like every two to three states. Oh, you're good.
Are you? Hold on a second. Breezy.
I've driven to Florida so many times. We stopped like three times.
In the middle of a global pandemic.
It's fine. I mean, listen, I wouldn't do it, but I totally see where you're coming from.
Are you trying to murder this listener? Please,
listen, if she loves Mickey and like she's going to be safe.
No, this falls under the category of risk versus reward. And look, I certainly understand the allure and the points you make. Okay, I see that. Why you might think, that might be kind of nice. But the other side of that, the risk of that, and look, I know, I can't live my life in fear, but you also shouldn't live your life being stupid and going to the worst possible place right now. Like, there's nowhere else on the planet that
it's the most magical place on Earth.
Breezy! Why are you...
I don't care! I don't care. Also, I saw a TikTok yesterday.
Oh, dear God. I wish you would get off TikTok.
No, I'm never going to do that until Trump takes it away from me.
Please.
But I saw a TikTok yesterday of the parks. Uh-huh. Someone was there.
Yeah.
And I saw maybe three people. Well, it doesn't matter because they can all social distance because there's not that many people there.
Yeah,
no. And the wait times, like you said, non-existent. I mean, you can still see the characters on like floats and things. And I do understand where you're coming from, like childhood dream, like Disney World's closed, you get to take it over. And this, you know what, if you're willing to risk it for the biscuit, you're young, you know, everyone's going to be like, you're an idiot. But like, you do you, if you believe that that's the thing to do.
Tracy, what are you doing?
I'm sorry, but like...
You're encouraging her to risk her health, and there's also one.
I mean,
there's also. What do you mean? You mean? Yes.
I'm going. I don't know about my friend. That's gonna like change things.
Okay.
But
okay. Can we just address something else that I hope you have thought about, and that is you're totally cool with quarantining for 2 weeks once you get back.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, I don't see why everyone talks about quarantine like as if it's a bad thing. Like, oh damn, I have to sit in my house for 2 weeks and rewatch Gossip Girl. Yeah, that sounds awful.
No, but like you know that they mean like you can't go to the grocery store. You can't leave. You have to stay in your house, and you could potentially be fined $10,000 if you're caught out somewhere when you're supposed to be quarantining. And by the way,
she has Gossip Girl.
And by the way, they are going to demand your contact info when you get back. And if you refuse to give them that info, that's another $2,000 fine.
I don't know why you're saying, she seems pretty fine with quarantining. She doesn't seem like she would risk it for the biscuit. You know what? If you're going to do this, which I don't care what you do either way.
Yeah.
You do you, sister. It's okay. Not my life.
I care.
Live your life by T.I.
I care about your life. I don't want you to die.
She's not gonna die. She's not gonna die.
No. You can't say that. Look, is the
okay? But I can't say that you're not gonna die walking to your car tomorrow.
Risk.
So like,
I have to walk to my car. You do not have to go on this trip. There's a difference. Am I living in a bizarro world right now? Like, do you agree with Breezy? Do you agree with our caller for today? Or
I just she's going regardless. I just don't really feel like talking her off the ledge because, be honest, she's not going to change her mind.
You don't know
She wants to go see the mouse.
Well, not now.
And I'm just trying to take what we have now and work through the logistics and make sure she's being as safe as possible because she's not going.
Okay, so I would like, for legality's sake, to say that I'm 100% against this and I don't think you should do this.
But the mouse.
Who cares about the mouse?
I'm glad that you see my point because this is going to be the best trip. It's going to be a dream. Like, the little kid in me is so excited right now.
I hope. No, I hope it is. And I hope everything's fine. And I hope nothing.
Mickey will protect you from Corona.
Oh, dear God, Breezy. You're making this so much worse.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Okay. I'm going to ride every ride like 10 times.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
Fun.
All right. I hope one of those rides isn't to the ER after
like,
you get sick.
Like, honestly,
that's not
going to
be a fun ride.
She's this passionate about it that she's going alone. She's going to Disney World alone.
That's also a little strange, to be honest with you. I know that wasn't the plan, but that's one adult going to
do. Why is it so? Wait, okay. Why are you sitting here saying that's strange? You and I have both gone on a trip by ourselves.
Yes.
Like, we've both gone places alone. You went to Key West alone.
Yeah.
I've gone to Florida alone.
Didn't go to Disney alone. It just seems weird to me. But fine. You know what? Fine. Please check back with us. That is my request.
Okay.
Aside from the other request of please consider not going.
Send us pictures, honestly.
Oh, my God, Breezy. You're making this so much worse. 585-222-9800. Am I insane here? Am I in the wrong? Do you agree with what Breezy is saying? I can't believe you are telling her to do this. This is so irresponsible.
Get a turkey leg for me at Liberty Square.
Okay, I'll talk to all the selfies for you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.